Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 325, episode 5 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. And it is Friday, February 11th. Nope. And it is Friday, February 16th, 2024. Not a good start, guys. I'm fucking up the date. That's when you know you're in for it, when I'm can't even read numbers. the most basic thing to read. I think I learned that before reading numbers, before reading words. Anyways, my name is Jack O'Brien, aka da-na-na-na-na, Inspector Gadget. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na, woohoo. Da-na-na-na-na, Inspector Gadget. Da-na-na-na-na. Go, sorry, Joe Gadget Joe. That is courtesy of Rezik on the Discord in reference to the fact that I pronounced Inspector Gadget with two soft G's and then tried to pretend that I'd done it on purpose on yesterday's show and just like believed that more words should be pronounced with a soft G. I'm not proud. It just seemed like a Judd idea at the time. I am thrilled to be joined in the second seat by today's guest co-host, a brilliant comedian, writer, actor, the hilarious, the chaotic, the riding a recumbent bike in short shorts. It's Blake Wexler!
Hey, everyone, this is Blake Wexler, aka Happy Girth Day to My Legs. Happy Girth Day to My Legs. Happy Girth Day, dear plumpers. Happy Girth Day to My Legs. Today is my birthday, and I have a very exciting announcement.
Is that real?
My calf. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I would never joke about that. I would never. I joke about a lot of things. I would never joke about the day.
Very serious about my birthday.
Very serious, equally as serious announcement. My calf muscles have gotten so big and strong, they are no longer considered to be calves, but cows. I now have cow muscles.
That sucks.
It's good. No, it's really good.
No, that is actually
very
really good.
Good. Very it's very good. Good. This is the type of humor you deserve.
I just thought you were commenting on the fact that every day is leg day for you, and you know, happy girth day to your plumpers is every day. But happy girth day to your plumpers, and happy birthday to you, Blake Wexler. What a treat.
Thank you. I know I came up with this bit, but it's starting to make me feel sick to my stomach hearing these words. Carmen, I'm so sorry. And by the way, we don't even know who our guest is yet.
If you're going to say girth one more time, I swear.
Yeah. But he has girthy
I would
corpus.
Never.
Is that weird? Is that not a good combination? Happy girth day to... Yeah. Weird word. Has been paired with plumpers, an also very weird word.
That's fine.
Both Blake and I used to describe our legs.
I'm not
going
to add to that. I could add another word. I'm not adding. I'm not adding.
You don't have to. Who are you, though?
Who am I?
Who are you? We are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by a brilliant writer, producer, vice columnist, journalist, podcast host, just all of the jobs.
Mm.
She's had them. She's been good at them. She's done them amazingly. Her memoir, Why Don't You Tell Me, was called Propulsive and Explosive by Publishers Weekly, and she was called a master storyteller by a regional paper, The New York Times.
I don't know if
you've ever heard of them.
Please welcome
to the show the brilliant, the talented Carmen Rita.
Listen, does Carmen San Diego have a song? I don't remember. You did Inspector Gadget, and I was Carmen San Diego is like, where in the world is Carmen San Diego?
The place my brain is at is that I couldn't even change the second word to San Diego. I said, da 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 da, Carmen Inspector. So.
San Diego.
Jesus Christ, guys. What is going on?
I don't know. Feisty.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
Yeah.
Right? I mean.
Is it really your birthday, Blake? I still don't know.
Blake. Happy birthday, man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, it is Friday, February 16th, which is today. It's my birthday. Yeah, so I feel good. I feel young again, in a way. I've done a 180.
Yeah.
The earlier part of my 30s has been a slog, but now, you know, I've had some serums and some experimental medication and metal surgery, not even plastic surgery. I feel pretty good. Yeah.
You've had all these surgeries.
Where are you at?
I'm at home in a closet. No. There's construction in my building all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yeah, in the closet. No. Listen, I just had surgery like 3 months ago. So there you go. Huh. Speaking of surgeries, they're taking things out, not putting things in. So it's all good.
It is good. Yeah.
Want to get fewer things as we get older.
Fewer things as you get older. Yes. Yeah. Things start disappearing for good reasons. Yeah.
A minimalist body is, I think, what we all want.
Yes.
I think that's the way to do it. With youthful blood, transferring
the blood of the youth into your cells as certain billionaires do.
I'm glad someone said it. Can we just stop acting like having young people as blood bags is only for billionaires? It's a fun, earthy alternative to your morning coffee, is what I'll say. You know,
don't do it.
All right. No, I was just
vampires.
It was a trial balloon. It didn't go over well. So we're just going to put that back and I'll bring it out in a couple more years. See how people respond to it. Well.
Oh, my God.
Carmen, we're going to get to know you. Well, look who it is.
Oh. Yes.
We're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of things we're talking about today. You may have seen headlines that Russia space nuke something, like the Russia's going to nuke us from space was kind of the vibes I was getting from the headlines.
Yeah.
Russian nuclear space weapons. And yeah, Washington, Jack, you should read
the rest of the article before you add it into the show rundown. That's all that you know.
You may have seen Russian nuclear. The words aren't even in order
something
in my
about
head.
Space.
But that's my impressionistic version of what it was like for me to see those words together is like, well, that's bad. Right? Like that combination of words is bad. The truth of the story, a little less scary. So we're just going to talk about that. Turn the temperature down a little bit on the Russian nuclear space laser bombs thing. We're going to talk about what it's like to apply for a job at McDonald's these days. Hint, it involves an AI blue space creature that you have to like answer existential questions about. It's very confusing. It's
a positive story. Yeah. Sounds like that's going to be uplifting in a lot of ways.
Yeah. And then we're going to talk about Tesla troubles. Because, we are an Elon Musk fan podcast. We love him. We feel like he can do no wrong, but god damn, guy keeps fucking up. Tesla is having a worse quarter. Like,
you
financially.
Are not fans.
No, we're not.
Stop.
No, we're not.
He's so we're smart not. And rich. What's not to like?
Go, whoa. God, stop. You guys
if you were smarter than him, why don't you have $50 billion, bro? But Tesla, I didn't realize this. I don't normally pay attention to the markets because I think it's like all bullshit. But it is just interesting. Like, the thing that he's famous for is like making a lot of money for Tesla, like with Tesla stock. Tesla is having a worse year so far than Boeing.
Twitter.
Boeing.
Than Boeing. Tesla is performing the worst out of any S&P 500 stock. Boeing has, like, just to put that in perspective, Boeing had a window explode off of a plane they built. A door. Mm-hmm. Explode off of a plane they built, and we're like, yeah, that's our bad. That one's on us, guys. And we kind of knew it was a problem, but you know, sorry. And Tesla's doing worse than that.
Well, the Cybertrucks can't fly is the problem. That's why he promised the Cybertrucks could fly and they can't. So that's going to hurt your stock.
Oh my God.
That is the tenor of the conversation of the Cybertruck heading in is like, you literally can't be shot in this thing. Nothing can happen to it. And then the people who ordered their Cybertrucks, the same people who are anxiously awaiting the latest email from Donald Trump, I have to assume, got the owner's manual. And the owner's manual was like, if a bird shits on this car, sell it or take it or get like alcohol, like industrial strength alcohol wipes and clean that shit off immediately because it's bad for your Cybertruck. If it gets like dirt on it.
Yeah. Which, it's made of aluminum foil.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's made of stainless steel. And they were like, oh, the stainless thing died away. It turns out that doesn't mean it can't be stained. And in fact, it's like, it is just drinking in everything that you put on it, like a sponge. So we'll talk about all that, plenty more. But before we get to any of that, Carmen, we do like to ask our guest, what is something from your search history?
Oh, God, we're going to start with that one. All right. Yeah. So we can get out of the serious stuff. So on my search history, you're catching me right after lunch. And once a week, it's my little routine because I need a little treat. Once a week, with my lunch, I watch all the new movie previews. Oh. So my search was Godzilla and Kong.
Is that
the trailer for Godzilla and Kong? You can laugh at me. It's fine. Listen, Godzilla is my girl. All right?
Okay.
Let's be real. I can be a very, very serious person and intellect. Mm-hmm. However, when it comes to giant reptiles who may be female, trying to protect their territory, and they can shoot blue lasers out of their mouths, I am on board. So hard.
So the thing, my pause was not just being staggered at your lowbrow taste. I wasn't like, it was not me picking up the monocle that had fallen from my eye when you said
seriously.
Godzilla
and Kong.
Oh, God.
Did you ever say
Godzilla and Kong? I thought they made this one already.
They did, but it's the trailer. It's the new trailer, Zach.
It's the trailer for the new sequel? So they got
for
a sequel?
Godzilla and Kong are teaming up.
So the first one was Godzilla versus Kong.
This is Godzilla X Kong, which means multiple.
The sequel is there's an X.
It's a collab.
It's a collabo.
Yes, man.
Yes.
Man, so I was not up on this.
And Kong has a metal glove.
Why?
This is so ridiculous. You know I'm going to end up seeing this in like 4D, right?
Right.
I'm going to go to the theater where the seats move and it sprays water on you, and I'm just going to laugh my ass off. It's going to be wonderful.
Did you watch the first, Godzilla V Kong?
Yes. Yeah. And did you see Godzilla Minus One, which was a masterpiece?
I mean, these math equations, too much for me.
Masterpiece. I didn't know
there was
going to
be fucking math here.
Oh, yeah.
Blake, sorry, I cut you off. You had a better
question. No, it's okay. No, I didn't. It's so hard for me to watch these when I'm, you know, reading about Alexander Fleming and, you know, like the guy who discovered penicillin. It's just, that's the type of stuff that I like. But I have heard that.
Have you seen
the Apple Plus show Monarch Legacy of Monsters?
I watched a couple episodes. Yeah.
I liked it. I really liked it. And of course, the two Kurt Russells, where it's Kurt Russell and his son, Wyatt Russell, I believe, both play the same person, but different ages, obviously.
Super similar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It works. Real. They have the Russell jawline. And yeah, I thought it was cool. I liked it. It wasn't perfect, but I was into it.
It was good. I watched a couple episodes of it. It was okay. It was okay.
Cool.
But yeah, when it comes to the movies, I'm old school. This was my old, you know, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You fuck with big monster movies. Like big. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your top? What's your number one? Like that. So my original introduction to movies and remained, you know, my favorite movie was Jaws, which is a big monster movie.
Yep.
But like I didn't take it in that direction. I then instead just like got excited about Steven Spielberg movies and like didn't. Yeah. Like I think the thing that I followed up with was like a 70s King Kong. And it just like as a kid, like wasn't really doing it for me. And so
my first girl crush, by the way, Jessica Lange.
Yeah. She's pretty
big. Lord.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lordy. I was like, I'm confused.
Yeah. what is your number one big monster movie?
Listen, my first, which by the way, I watch all kinds of movies. Like I'm a movie freak, so I'll watch anything and quite obsessive. But Alien was everything for me. That movie I will watch over and over and over and over again. Like the whole concept of all of it, Alien, Predator, big monster movie. Like I love them. They're cool.
They're a blast.
Terminator, is he a monster? I think so.
He is. The man is. Arnold Schwarzenegger is. He's the monster.
If you've seen that video of him traveling to Brazil for a carnival. But he's it's wild. It's like he was the host of a travel show in the 70s and he is out of control.
He can't be stopped.
He talks about how he likes asses and things like that.
No.
Things of this nature. Picks up a dancer one time and it's like you're worried that somebody's going to be ripped to shreds.
Yeah.
So Alien.
Yep.
Aliens. Twisters. Thoughts? You excited?
I mean,
I think it's too many. I could barely handle one, and now there's multiple. Now there's multiple Twisters.
I mean,
did you ever go to the Universal the Universal Studios in LA where they would have the King Kong, the massive King Kong, but they would give him banana breath. They would have a scent of bananas, and I just looked it up. It turns out this isn't the beginning of my brain decaying.
I would vomit. That's disgusting.
It was disgusting. You would be
a
kid
bananas,
and scared.
So I would instantly throw up.
Wait, it would be does the this bananas, imply
the
that
potassium.
The fiction, the cinematic universe of King Kong's contains massive bananas to go with the massive King Kong? Otherwise, he would just have to be eating bushels, right?
True. Which is not sustainable.
Not sustainable.
Ridiculous.
Not sustainable.
King Kong does not need food.
No. I mean,
he's a monster. His food is excitement. I don't know. I have no idea.
Fear.
I don't food like to think fear. About my monsters like eating and pooping. Like, it just really destroys the image in my head.
His food, like a, late night talk show host's food is our adulation and applause. King Kong's food is our fear and terror.
Yes.
What is something you think is overrated?
You know what? Okay, let's bring it back down to, I think you said something. You said that, the markets are bullshit, right? Jack, you just said
I
that.
Did.
All right. So let's bring ourselves back there for a second, because I was thinking a lot about this because some sports star just started some nonprofit about financial literacy. I covered financial literacy for 20 plus years. I gave financial advice. I was an editor at Money Fortune. I had a TV show, all this stuff. And I can tell you, I retired from it, I want to say 7-8 years ago. And I'm so glad I did, because one of the things is the realization that you cannot financially literate yourself out of a real effed up economy that doesn't pay you.
Right.
You can't, the system, what I found out in covering the business for so long, covering the banks, covering how everything is made, the government, the laws, the rules, you are up against, of course you need to know the basics, especially women and marginalized people. You have to know the basics and how to protect yourself and how to be on time. But the idea that so many of these things are set in motion or beyond your control, like credit scores or like, you know, overdrafts or like the market, where, by the way, most of the market is only 15% of American people have access to the stock market.
Yeah.
Right? So how can you... Now, when I started back in financial literacy, it was a different ballgame. And now, it's like you can't sit there and teach people out of the fact that, for example, my first apartment, let's see, my first job, I was making $35,000 a year. New York City. Manhattan. Nice.
Yeah.
I could afford a studio apartment walking distance from my job.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was $750.
$750,
now,
yeah.
And thank you, by the way, for having the geriatric on your show. Now.
No.
It's so age is good. I'm alive. Age is good. Yeah. But let me give you perspective. Now I've got young people telling me that they're starting at $35,000 a year. And a studio apartment in Midtown is going for $3,000+.
The same amount.
How can you possibly be literate enough to get yourself out of the fact that they were just not paying people what we should be paid?
Just got to learn more. One thing I recently learned.
Hard. You have bootstraps, mostly.
No boots. Let me tell you, ain't no bootstraps that are going to get you out of this. Yeah. Ain't no boots you can put on your feet and get you out of this. Yes, you can all sit there and grind. But the fact of the matter is that the system is set up so badly against us that I just hope it's so overrated. When you see financial literacy, when you see experts now, back when I started, there were very few experts because you actually had to be an expert.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it's about selling things. It's about selling information. It's about selling you a program. It's about all of this. So just be very, very careful.
Yeah.
And then we've got to make some changes. Period.
There's definitely like a real time, almost food chain like proliferation of scams that are like aiming at you. And like, that's definitely good to familiarize yourself with. But yeah, when I learned that financial literacy was like a pet project of big banks.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, wait a second here.
Yeah.
Like there, because it helps their narrative that like, no, the problem, the reason there's inequality, it's not systemic. It's not this system that is like just funneling massive amounts of money our way. It's actually you guys are too dumb. And we're willing to help you with that if you just like pay us for these financial literacy programs.
Yeah, it's the whole like you're all so bad because you use straws, but we are just gonna suck all the oil out of, you know what I mean? It's
whole,
it's all personal responsibility BS, because they want to distract you from the fact that it's all happening upstairs.
Yeah.
It's really indicative and fucked up of how bad the system is that, like, beyond, to your point, basic understanding, you're supposed to be like, you know what, actually, you probably should be ignorant to what's going on, because it's going to make you way more upset if you actually know how fucked up the system is and how it's
so
actively
upsetting.
Screwing you.
That
so
is not
upsetting.
What the banks consider financial literacy is, like, knowing what they're doing to fuck you over. Their version of financial literacy is like,
ooh, they read too
here
well.
Are all these financial products that we can offer you to. Mm-hmm.
Which is why we need Elizabeth Warren to stay where she is and do more. Because it's because of her that things have changed and are continuing to change.
Yeah.
And we got to change it. Because if you don't change the rules, they're just going to do whatever they can.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they can.
Like, it seems like it's similar. I don't know if it's exactly the same mechanism, but the reason that taxes are so complicated in the US, like doing your own taxes is not like, I feel like if you talk to people in other countries about financial literacy, they'll be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I just like, I know how much money I have and I try not to like spend more than that. And like that, but it's so complicated in the US because it's profitable for corporations to make it complicated.
It's the government knows how much you owe in taxes. All right.
Yeah.
They can fucking send you a bill. You don't need a company to pay a company. So anyway, that's another one of the fights that's happening on Washington now to kind of outlaw the whole tax prep stuff and have people be, why are we paying? Why is everybody paying for this stuff?
Yeah. It does seem like people are kind of catching on to that one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Carmen, what is something you think is underrated?
Oh, this is more fun. Do you know what I love? Love, love, love. Let's go back to
capital punishment.
GD.
No, I'm kidding.
Absolutely not. Pendejo, mira. Don't get me mad now.
Lo siento.
How dare you?
Oh, wow. Oh, I didn't know you spoke Spanish, Blake. Lo siento.
Un
poquito. No, this is mucho más fun. Okay, so
oh my God.
On shows, I love... because of course I'm a writer too, but I love mashup words. I don't like, I'm not talking about those TikTok kind of stuff like Riz and stuff. I'm talking about mashup words because right now the word that I can't get out of my head, which I love so much, is corpsicle. Is anyone watching True Detective? It is the idea, and I come across a couple more of these words and I just love, they make me so happy. And just corpsicle. The power to be able to create a word that instantly makes your brain go, corpse.
Know exactly what that is.
What? And you know exactly what it is, and it's a nonsense word. Brilliant. By the way, love the show.
Yeah.
You love True Detective.
That's a great underrated. Right. That's one of, honestly, my favorite underrated. That's such a good one because it's something that you appreciate subconsciously. But then hearing you say that, I want to keep an eye out for more corpsicle type words.
It's so fun. And then every time I hear corpsicle, I'm like, oh, I just love it.
By the way, so that you know where I'm at, I tried to write corpsicle. I wasn't quite sure how to spell it. And my autocorrect changed it to crop circle.
Sure.
So,
that's another fantastical thing.
You love science.
So there you go.
I love science. Is that what you said? Yes. I love science.
Science. The M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Science.
Yeah.
And science class. I think that's in another M. Night Shyamalan movie where Mark Wahlberg is a science teacher and he's like, just written on the board is like, where'd the bees go?
Oh, God. That wasn't science. Which one was that one?
That is The Happening.
Oh, my God. I remember
that
one.
What about the bees, though, bro?
Don't spoil it. Don't tell us where the bees
went. Don't say anything else.
It's a huge plot point.
Oh, my God. It's a good one.
That is a good one. True Detective season four has one of the most... Corpsicle is the corpsicle to end all corpsicles, by the way.
It's a bunch. Just,
it's a real cluster.
And if you like this season, look at me. I'm not doing promo for her, but I do adore her. The director is Isa Lopez, right? Chicana from Mexico. She has her horror movie, Tigers Are Not Afraid, was beautiful and fresh. Nice. You know when you see a movie, it's not like, you're not like, wow, that was so great and epic, blah, blah, but when you see it and you go, okay, that's new.
Yeah.
Like how hard is it to watch something today and be like, okay, that's new. I haven't seen that. That's her. And it is brilliant. So I'm not surprised that she produced a corpsicle. Because if you watch that movie, you can see how you're like, this lady's brain is different.
Yeah.
Me likey.
Oh, that only has a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's all it
Which
has.
Which one? Yeah, Tigers Are Not Afraid?
Yeah.
Damn, 97.
Oh, I'm so happy for her. Yay.
Incredible. Writing it down on my movies to watch list.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. So good. So good. By the way, Issa, love you. Love you. Okay, moving on.
She's a big fan, as are all great, brilliant, directors who think different. They are huge fans of the Daily Zeitgeist. And Will
it fits.
It fits. All right, let's take a quick break and come back and we'll run through some news stories. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. And I do like to every once in a while check in with my good friends at the Drudge Report every once in a while to just...
You do.
The Drudge Report is like gets more traffic than the New York Times, and it is only one page. It has like as many page views as the New York Times, and it's just a bunch of links that this strange man puts up on his weird conservative website. And yesterday, it was all about Russia space nukes and how, you know, they, just in like big font, red lettering, that's usually when he's like, this is the one that everybody should be paying attention to. So I have to assume that this anxiety, the anxiety over Russian space nuclear weapons, has entered the American bloodstream. So I just wanted to kind of take a quick look at how this came about. It started with a person in the U.S. House Intelligence Committee who, Mike Turner, some name that is just like two very common names sandwiched together, very plain. But he's someone who, like, when I mentioned him to people who I don't think are even that politically active, they're like, oh, yeah, Mike Turner. So I just might not be totally up on this person. But he got briefed on something and was immediately like, oh, my God, like, you need to, like, let us know what is happening here. You need to let the, like, declassify this whole thing, and, like, dropped hints that it was involved Russia and nuclear weapons and space. And that's a scary combination. I can see how Jackpot. That is a scary combination. Jackpot. So the reality of the situation is that I will just read directly from the article that like people were able to put together using actual sourcing. U.S. intelligence shows that Russia is discussing the possibility of basing a nuclear weapon in space. So they're discussing the possibility. We did not discover that Russia has a nuclear missile in orbit pointing at our head. They are We are reporting on a conversation that we think might be happening in Russia right now. And why would they have a nuclear weapon in space? Because it could be used to threaten our satellite communication. So another detail that made me less stressed out about this. Like,
yeah.
Thinking about basing a weapon in space that could fuck with my Wi-Fi and cellular signal. Well, like,
wait, no, now I'm freaked out. No, now I'm freaked
no,
out.
I'm like,
sorry.
Actually, you know, now I'm pissed I think off. That's Delete absolutely it. Horrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a nightmare scenario. That is
truly
a nightmare. Truly.
It also feels like not the way you would attack someone's communication is to just blow all of the satellites out of the sky with a nuclear weapon. Like it does.
Well, that's where you're wrong. That's where you're wrong. It's not going to blow. They're actually going to just have it ram into the satellites and break them. So no explosives. It's going to orbit around bumping into satellites, I believe, is what Mike Turner or whatever this third baseman
is. I was going to say, Blake, were you in the room? What the hell? You know, a lot of details.
I'm in a lot
there,
of circles.
You know, a lot of details.
Oh, so it's a bumper plan. Car. A nuclear powered bumper car.
It's a bumper nuke.
A bumper nuke.
Mm-hmm. It's terrifying. Look, I mean, it's a conversation, but with the idea of knocking out satellite
communication
is terrifying. Yeah, but because everything runs on it now.
Yeah, for sure. I guess
planes.
Yeah.
Trains.
Automobiles.
Yeah.
I just saw all the water come out of Jack's body when he had to say automobiles. You're all skin and teeth.
We had to say it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I put you in that position. I thought this was already happening. I just figured there already were nukes in space that we had them.
Sure.
They had them.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be lots of satellite-based warfare happening in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
It feels less scary than the idea of that the headline was communicating to me that a nuclear weapon was going to be shot from space at us and we wouldn't have any warning and everything go boom. People are pointing out everyone was like, so why did he just like leak the scariest possible version of this story that we've known about for many years that has been like an ongoing, you know, piece of information that the intelligence committees were aware of. And people think it's possible reasons have to do with trying to make people more scared of Russia to get the Ukraine-Israel funding bill through the House where it is currently stalled out. There's also a bill coming up that affects the government's ability to spy on us. And so if they can get people scared enough, they feel like maybe, you know, They need a good scare around every time that thing is getting ratified or re-ratified.
Feels very smoke bomb-y.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just very much like just throwing out smoke bomb. Oh, don't look over here. Look over there.
Yeah.
No, the fire's over there. No, wait, the fire's over there.
Yeah.
My ex-husbands used to do that.
Right. With literal smoke bomb. You've mainly been married to ninjas.
I would be like, there's a smoke bomb. You're like, look over there. And I'm like, I'm still right here. I'm not moving my gaze, man. My gaze stays right here where it should be. But is that's the tactic. And it's just really stupidly tried and true type of typical tactic.
Yeah, even Representative Andy Ogles, which that can't be a real name, but we'll go with it, on Thursday accused Turner of having ulterior motives, citing the battle over both funding for Ukraine and a bill to reauthorize the nation's warrantless spy powers, each of which has raised some opposition. By the way, Andy Ogles is a Republican from Tennessee. So he's like in this guy's party and he's like, guys, this is for real. This is dumb. And they said, yes, for real, this is dumb. And
you got to assume that there's always some truth in these things.
Yeah. I mean, the intelligence.
You know, it's still smoke. Like, there's still something happening.
It created a new action movie in my mind.
Oh, boy.
Where we're like blowing each other's satellites out of the sky. And it's like satellite wars. And it is Tyrese and Ludacris in a car that has been
Charlize Theron is the villain.
Yes. Like something similar happens in one of the Fast and the Furious movies, but they, instead of blowing a satellite up with a nuke, they drive into space in a car.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
yes.
It is still a car. It's important to note. It's not a plane. It's so not important. A satellite. It is a car.
Is
so it still fits in.
Vital.
Yeah.
That is vital information. It's vital.
There's a show on, by the way, I love that like you have me as a co-host and all my expertise is from someone who just got an Apple Plus subscription, but there's a show on Apple Plus.
Congratulations, I mean, like,
season
honey!
Season 2, where it's called For All Mankind.
Yes,
and the premise is if the Soviets won the space race.
Yeah.
And
we've had it recommended on the show before. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really, really like it. And it's kind of a vehicle to, there are some like corny parts where like Ted Kennedy becomes president because Chappaquiddick doesn't happen because of like a scheduling issue. Yeah. Yeah. But it is a similar premise. I think like later in the show, there might be a nuke in space situation or whatever, uh-huh. but it is a good show. It sounds like a total bullshit, boring premise. Like, well, okay.
Can I Netflix you
but
though?
But it's good.
Did you see Leave the World Behind?
Yeah.
The Obama movie?
No, but we talked about it.
The Obama movie.
It is. I'm sorry. I actually had to look up the name because I just know it as the Maharshala Ali, that beautiful man, and the Obama movie. Mm. That's exactly the premise. The satellites are out and it throws the world into complete chaos and planes fall out of the sky and it's horrifying.
Yeah. What plane? Is that what would happen if the satellites went out? They would just be like, well, there goes that.
Bye.
And planes. Well, guys, we were really dependent on the satellite up here in the flight deck, so we're just going to take her down rapidly.
We don't know how to fly this thing. here for decor to make y'all feel better.
Yeah, I don't know.
The satellites are magnets that keep the planes up in the air.
Right.
Is my
understanding. That movie seemed like it was very full of shit to me, but maybe not scared.
But it's still scary. Still scary. Don't belittle the fears.
All right. So speaking of the difference between like real fears and bullshit fears, we got this new glimpse of the future with AI where America is using AI to continue to innovate new and exciting ways to make life miserable for the most vulnerable people in our country. And that in this instance, that means soul-crushing hurdles for people to jump through in order to simply apply to work for McDonald's. So companies like FedEx, McDonald's, and Darden, who is the company, the restaurant group that, you know, has Olive Garden, etc., are all clients of Paradox.ai, a tech startup that helps them out with the hiring process. And it asks applicants to go through a lengthy and completely baffling personality test starring a blue humanoid alien named Ash. Mm. And as one applicant complained on Reddit, quote, "Man, I just want a dishwasher job."
Why this? Why is this a part
what
of it?
What is this shit? So as outlined in an article on 404 Media, the test consists of images featuring Ash in a variety of situations, and you have to click on one of two boxes, either me or not me. And some of the images like make sense within the context of a job application. Like there's one in which Ash is being yelled at by a customer, also a blue humanoid alien. Kind of looks like if Pixar made an Avatar movie set entirely inside an Olive Garden and it was like the year 1991 because the, you know, humanoid aliens aren't.
I'd greenlight that in a
great.
Second. What you just said.
Yes.
I would watch that.
Yeah.
Make it a Ponderosa.
When you're here.
Even better.
Yeah. Stupid. There you go.
Hojo's.
But so you have to answer. It's like, what does it say? Not much bothers me. Me or not me? I think we know the answer to that one, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's, yes. If you've had to just like ace a personality test for a job interview before. Yeah, no, that's me. Nothing bothers me. I like, I actually, people screaming in my face. That's my food. That's actually how I, you know, how King Kong survives off of our screams. And yeah. So
we have no bananas.
Yeah, right. You, no need for gigantic bananas because you just feed me your customer's derision and that is what gets me through the day.
Give me all your Karens.
Nom, 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 nom. Yeah, third option. Nom, 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 nom. Yes.
Endless, but you have bottomless Karens.
At the, all you can eat Karens.
Yes. Yum. Other images are like kind of existential and just like kind of random feeling. Yeah. Like one where Ash has fallen off a bicycle that is like a sci-fi bicycle. Like one of the wheels doesn't have spokes on it, it seems like, and hurt his knee, accompanied by the caption, "Things happen to me." Me? Not me? I mean, I don't know how you could possibly take an answer to that question and hold it either against someone or like for them. Like
I can. It's very clear. So if you don't want to hire someone who just shit happens to them all the time. Like it's a liability. People can fall off bikes. Like when something happens to you, Jack, it's your fault. Does that make sense?
So things don't happen to me. I go through the world dominating everything I see. And that is what's going to make me a good dishwasher at Olive Garden.
And you're not going to call in sick because you fell off your bike.
That's correct.
You don't fall off bikes.
Things happen to me.
Things happen to me.
It's like such a philosophical question.
It really is. We know all this is bullshit, right? These personality tests, all of them. Absolutely.
Yes, we will get to that. It is complete garbage. Okay. Yeah, okay. But it's just like, I'm just trying to put myself in the position of like the poor fucking people. And also like, you're going to a website that says like .AI. So you're like, oh, this is like some next level, like computer mind shit where it's like judging me and telling me like I'm worthy or not worthy. And like somehow there's a blue humanoid alien involved. It's just, it's like this extra little mind fuck to make the thing seem impressive, I guess.
AI means smart.
Yeah.
Like that's what it's like. Oh, so I'm actually done. It makes you feel even more inadequate, probably. Because there's also, speaking like financial literacy, also internet literacy and these questions where these poor applicants are going to get just so in their head. And not only is it going to be a nightmare experience to get the end goal of getting a job, they also are going to not feel as good about themselves, and it's going to cause more stress in an already stressful situation. This like, is a bummer.
That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Big Brother's always watching you. That's what they're trying to make you feel like. It's all a
you just
psy-op.
Made Big Brother sound cool, though. You called him Big
Brother. Oh, man. It's a psyop, man.
Yeah.
It's
Big Brother.
Hey, brother.
Big Brother.
The images are probably AI generated, and that's basically all that is AI about this, because the test seems to be just a good old fashioned personality test relying on the Ocean model, which was created back in the 80s. And the big five categories they say matter, like why it's called Ocean, is openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism. You don't want to score big on the neuroticism scale. I'll tell you that.
Yes, you do if it's a detail-oriented job.
Oh, you do?
Oh,
shit.
Yes.
Yeah, I've just that. No wonder I have.
I need one
failed
of those.
All my. No wonder I was the worst waiter of all time. I was actually a pretty good dishwasher, though, and a pretty good butler, but could not.
Oh,
yeah. Fucking sucked at being a waiter.
You're being too hard on yourself. I'm sure you were fine.
I was going to say, if you could be a good butler, you had have to have been a good server.
I was a better butler than a waiter, but not a very good, not very good at that either. There was one time where a woman it was like, all right, we have a wedding. Like, I need you to iron this for me. And I brought it back and she was like, could you bring me the iron? and then let me watch her do it. She was like, you should watch this so you're being better at this.
Yeah.
You suck at this.
Oh, well.
You were a butler? Hold on, because I just accepted that as a normal answer, that you were a butler and then decided not to.
It's basically concierge, but at a British hotel.
Of course I was a butler. Of course.
Yeah. It's like a bellhop at a British hotel.
He has butler face.
Is what a butler is. Yeah.
resting butler face.
I do have resting butler face. My mouth is always like in a little
in a quasi frown.
It's a different RBF, and he's got it.
Correct.
But yeah, so the actual AI offered by the company is actually a chatbot named, other than the cool ash pictures that accompany the test, a chatbot named Olivia, who takes applicants through the application process, helps hiring managers filter through applicants and schedule interviews, and is, and you're going to be shocked to hear this if you've ever used like a non-human assistant, is fucking terrible at their job. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand that. I'm sorry. I didn't understand that. I'm sorry. I didn't understand that. It's just the same message you get over and over and over again. God forbid you give a person a job.
Yeah.
To do it.
I'll start believing in this technology when I'm on a phone tree and like my brain doesn't immediately be like, operator, can I have a, let me speak to a human. Yeah. Please, can I speak? Yeah. I've just never.
Things are happening to me. Things are happening to me. These things are happening to me right now. This is what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Listen, it's this two things. Psych, it's Bia, and this is not smart. This is not smart stuff. Come on, people. Come on. Look, there's a sales guy from the tech company who goes to Mickey D's headquarters and goes, guys, I got this new technology and you really need to, and it really help you with your bottom, blah, blah, blah. And it's all a bunch of BS numbers. And they're like, oh, that's cool. Sign us up. This is this is all it is.
Yeah.
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 It's amusing, but sad.
To that point, Paradox is valued at $1.5 billion. And yet most of these hiring chatbots are not even as advanced or elaborate as ChatGPT. They are rudimentary and can only ask basic questions.
Scam.
So,
brutal.
Scam.
Yeah. It's just a blue humanoid alien gloss on the same shit that's been happening. And everybody has recognized if you throw AI on it, it's gonna sell. Your salespeople are gonna have a much easier time selling it because everybody's just like, wow.
If you want me to not like you right away, do one of the say, oh, what's your personality test, or what's your ocean, or what's your blah blah blah. That's actually happened. I've actually had people do that.
Yeah.
Crazy. I'd rather you ask me my goddamn sign.
Yeah.
Like, just don't. Yeah. Bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all bullshit. And there is like interesting stuff being done in AI. Like, I think right now they're trying to like, you know, they figured out the folding of like how proteins are folded. That is still the thing that I'm going to like. AI has solved a scientific medical issue that is going to help scientists cure disease. So great. It was all worth it. But it's just, once it gets into the level of, if a salesperson is trying to sell it, then you're probably fucked in some way. If it's not like trying to solve a existing problem, like, I don't know.
Death.
Yeah, it's not going to be good.
Disease.
There's also a new one that I just read about where they're trying, an AI is trying to figure out how to translate smell, like a So a computer can like evaluate bananas? A smell of bananas so they can create more realistic banana breath for Kinj Kanj.
Exactly.
For King
Someone
Kong.
Has to do it.
Yeah. But like that smell is actually like, have you ever seen dogs who can like smell cancer and like various diseases have COVID. Scents. And so it would be like an amazing breakthrough. It would be like basically what Theranos was promising with like just a tiny bit of blood, except you don't need any blood. It just like comes up and kind of you get sniffed by a robot. So it seems a little unnerving, but
I like it.
Where?
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
That is a good point. That's an excellent. I take it back.
As long as it's not an anthropomorphized robot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not. Come here. Come here. Let me get a whiff of you. Why'd you give it
you could
that
have just
voice?
Left this as a thing.
Jesus Christ.
As an object. Why'd you make it a person?
Get over here. Let me get a good whiff of you.
Why is its voice so low?
Does it smell like it smokes cigarettes?
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about Tesla. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back. And so Cybertrucks are already, you know, they finally shipped about a month and a half ago.
Thank God.
Started selling to a lot of Elon fanboys. Started selling above sticker, being traded on StockX like they were a pair of sneakers. But now people are pointing out, like now they've had a little time to spend with them, that this machine that was supposed to be able to handle torrents of gunfire cannot stand up to a little bit of rain, unfortunately. They've been complaining on forums about small orange flecks appearing on the car after driving it in the rain for, oh, but this is, I mean, how is a car supposed to be able to stand up? They were driving in the rain for 2 days. I mean, come on, guys.
No.
Cars can't hold. Oh, wait, no, I was thinking that's a tissue box. Can't stand
exactly.
To be outside for 2 days.
You make
rain.
That mistake. Yeah,
all the time. God,
it's trying on our friendship.
Yeah. I need to put the poster back up that has car tissue box. But yeah, so this is as a result of its unusual stainless steel exoskeleton, which it also has trouble with stains. The owner's manual mentions the possibility of corrosion with a surprisingly, quote, fussy maintenance guide for a car that looks like it belongs to RoboCop, requiring drivers to immediately remove corrosive substances like grease, oil, bird droppings, tree resin, dead insects, tar spots, road salt, industrial fallout, etc.
Sure.
So never leave the garage.
Yes.
Ever.
This is like, this feels like, have you ever like gotten a really expensive like pair of shoes or like, so like a really nice shirt, and then you're just like terrified to wear it. Like that, it's that if you were like driving around with that shirt on the outside of your car, like how the
but
fuck
if it
are
was
you?
Really
to...
well done. It's supposed to be well made. It could last you forever.
Yeah,
that's the whole point.
Right. There's this substance on the exterior of cars that's called the orange peel. that is like this thick layer of wax and plastic that is the thing that makes your car glossy. And it's the thing that keeps your, you know, the metal on your car separated from the elements. And it's one of those things that I'm sure Elon Musk didn't fuck with because he wanted the car to look like it was from the future. But it existed all these years for a reason, it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't just have the metal that's inside the car just on the outside of the car. It's going to look like a rusted out piece of shit pretty soon.
Which is, you know, I mean, is that what it is? Maybe, you know.
Yeah. Some may say.
Some may say.
But it says you have to like remove a dead bug immediately from your car. It's like so stressful. I can't imagine having
pull over. We're gonna fucking fly. Right. Pull over. Yeah. This is gonna bankrupt my whole family.
Splat happens. Splat. Yeah. Pull over. Rub it off. Listen. Yeah. Nobody looks cool in that thing. Nobody.
I think they look.
No.
If I did a couple sit-ups. I think if I drove it shirtless, I could probably pull it off.
If you're going to get a car like that, you had better be full on looking like freaking Matrix. Okay? Right. Like, please.
Bad I guess Blake and I were just
at least
talking
if you're
going to
be Yahoo enough to have a car that falls apart in the rain, but something about bullets, just dress for the occasion, please. Yeah. Entertain us, please. With the full picture. That's all I ask.
That is funny that it can repel bullets, but not water. Yeah. You know, it is a very... Yeah. Yeah.
It is
not
like
bugs.
Science.
Priorities.
The aliens and science.
Bird poop.
Thank
Bird
you.
Poop. There you go. Everything has a weakness.
Yeah. That would be a good... That should have been the aliens and science weakness, not water. Bird poop.
Like, I thought you were going to say they should have all been Cybertrucks.
They should have all been driving around in Cybertrucks. That would have been fucking cool.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been crazy.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, now the Cybertruck owners are having to take maintenance tips from people who owned another doomed stainless steel vanity car, the DeLorean. And it's like, no, actually, if you like do Windex, like the second after you drive it for 5 minutes, you can actually keep it looking pretty good. But you have to like keep Windex with you and stop every 2 miles.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What a waste.
There's no passenger seats in it because it's the loneliest fucking people in the whole world who drive those goddamn things.
No need.
It's a repellent. No need, yeah. It's a repellent. Right. But also too, you know, you want to see some badass bulletproof cars. All you got to do is go to South America, man. They're everywhere. I mean, I've seen them. They look fire. And trust me, they're gorgeous. The leather is fabulous. And the driver's like buff. And everyone looks fly. So that's all you need.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Count me in.
Don't
ask
that another life.
Just worth noting, Tesla had the worst performance of any S&P 500 stock this year. So, you know, I don't know. It just feels like he's like the stuff that has been evident to a lot of us who are paying attention for a long time. Like even the fanboys in the financial industry are starting to be like, wait, but like, what if he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about? What if this is all? Yeah. So anyways, we'll keep our eye on it.
I have nothing good to say.
This is Market Watch and
Market Watch.
Yeah.
Finally, the podcast has made this pivot. The pivot that it needed to
pivot
make the
we've
whole
all
time.
Been waiting.
That's what I'm talking about.
There
Let's
is a
do
ticker.
It. Let's do it.
We're going to have someone reading a ticker throughout the entire
Oh, I would have so much fun you don't even know. I would give you the You're backstory right. of every CEO. Oh, it's one of my favorite Perfect. Pastimes. CEO dirt.
That's too interesting. What
That's
you said
too
was
interesting.
Too interesting. Yeah. Yeah, way too. Just numbers.
Can you give us the craziest or most interesting story about an anonymous U.S. CEO that you...
Well, there's no anon because everybody knows if I say anything. But it's all playing out. Look. Yeah. Go look at who was on the cover of Forbes. Forbes even has its own thing about how many people were on the cover of Forbes that were criminals.
Wow.
Right? Mm. Criminals. Bitcoin. Theranos. Mm. Right? WeWork. Like, we've seen all this stuff. One of the biggest signs is when somebody comes in like Mr. You-Know-Who, and says they founded a company that they bought. That's right off the bat, you know this is trash.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Right.
Trash. Because anybody with a personality, let's go back to personalities. Anybody with a personality that says something like that is a dangerous person. Meaning dangerous, like they'll take your money and they won't give a shit. So be careful, people.
Keep your head on a swivel out there, people, while you're out there in this market, in this market world of ours. Carmen Rita Wong, what a pleasure having you on the Daily Zeitgeist, as always. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Always happy to be with you guys. Blake, so nice to be with you.
Same, nice to meet you.
Yeah, you can get me at Instagram, all social, all that, Carmen Rita Wong.
Yeah,
or CarmenRitaWong.com.
And is there a work of media that you've been enjoying?
That I've been enjoying?
Yeah. Let's talk about something you've been enjoying.
More media? Okay. This is my wheelhouse. I am a Dune freak since the book.
Dune freak.
I will absorb anything Dune related.
Wow. So should people, where should people start?
Wow.
The book? Oh, damn.
It was my brother, my big brother and I, it's a real tattoo. My big brother and I were the biggest Dune heads when we were kids. So, yeah, that's for him, not for Denis Villeneuve, the director, or the bad movie from the 80s. But it's just great stuff.
Did you like part one?
I did like it a lot.
Yeah, it was cool.
I like anything the director does, Villeneuve. But this one, the buzz on the number two is that is insane. Like, way above number one. So
number
excited.
One was like cool, but it felt like I think I also didn't know how much of it, like how to what degree it was like the first half of a movie, you know?
Yeah. And it was. But the second one is supposed to be bonkers. So I've got seats on the first night. I cannot wait.
Yeah,
love
it's coming
it.
Up.
Love it. And if you want to laugh a lot and have some fun, do it while you're inebriated. Watch the first movie. Done with Sting in a tiny little metal bikini pants. It's
Yeah. David Lynch.
Great bad. Yeah.
Good, fabulous. good bad.
Good bad.
Blake Wexler.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Blake.
Happy birthday, Blake.
To you.
Thank you both.
Where can people find you, follow you, wish you happy birthday, all that good stuff?
People can wish me happy birthday for the rest of the year until my next one, to be completely honest, at Blake Wexler on all
social
media.
This is his food, folks.
This is my food. Nourish me with your birth, with my own birth. I don't know what that. And milk me. Some stand-up dates. March 15th, I'll be at Strong Rope Brewery in Brooklyn, New York, Gowanus. Mm. April, I'll be in Cincinnati, Bristol, Tennessee, and Pittsburgh in May. And June, I'll be in Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas, capital of stand-up comedy.
The capital of conservative stand-up comedy.
Nah, not Austin. Nah, Austin's blue. Austin's blue.
Yeah. Austin's blue.
You'll have a blast. The food is great.
I love it. I do like going to Austin.
Amazing.
Is there a work of media you've been enjoying?
Yes. Apple Plus. No. Dave, the whole
sponsored
catalog.
Sponsored by.
$7.99 a month.
Sponsored by.
Dave Ross, who's a very funny stand-up comedian, his Instagram handle is Dave to the Ross. He's been doing this thing where he takes stock like sports team logos that you would see like a high school use or like a beer league or something. And then instead of the team name, he edits it to like these very funny lines. So there'll be one with like a guy about to hike a football and it just says, "Do you know a good therapist?" But in a team,
you know, in a team font. And there's another one where it's like a guy
with a skull wearing a football helmet, you know, kind of like a Raiders logo, but a little more Halloween. And it just said, "I died playing football," and an angry ball saying, "I'm always afraid." Like it's very, very I'm describing an image based work of media, which I probably shouldn't have done. But if you go to at Dave to the Ross, it's very, very, very funny and
smart.
Silly.
That's great.
Smart, too. Yeah. Yeah. Dave's it's great.
Hilarious.
I love it.
You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. Tweet I've been enjoying. Just saw Dopey the Dumb Fuck on Twitter at Pete underscore irons 87206. Usually I'll just do the at, but his was so long and convoluted, I just had to use what he wrote his name as, Dopey the dumb fuck. Tweeted, getting a question wrong at trivia and faking a hamstring pull. And
oh shit.
Ah, damn it. Just rolling around on the ground. And then Austinheimer tweeted, what if instead of the 60s, the new Fantastic Four took place in the 70s? And instead of Pedro Pascal, it starred Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe. And instead of being superheroes, they were both private detectives.
Oh, what a great movie. I love that movie.
That movie was fun. That movie was fun. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. Where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Super producer Justin Connor, is there a song that you think people might enjoy?
Yeah, so this track has a vintage, smoky jazz club vibe to it. It's from a Brazilian Norwegian singer-songwriter, Charlotte Dos Santos. There's some gorgeous falsetto and vocal work going on here. And it's really chill and vibey. So check out this song. It's called Watching You by Charlotte Dos Santos. And you can find that song in the footnotes.
Footnotes? All right, we'll look off to that. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That is going to do it for us this morning. We are back on Tuesday to tell you what was trending over the long weekend, and then with an episode after that, later that day, I believe. So we will talk to y'all then. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.